Well, howdy, Gaza. And you know the big push to get femons into everything? To force them into the workforce? Don't worry about their resume, it's hire them because they're just femons. And haven't they been absolutely wonderful in the workforce? They've done nothing but sue their employers, sue their work colleagues, falsely accuse them, and turn the workplace into a dangerous place. And it's cost companies and businesses millions. And the worst part is they're less productive usually than males. But they want more money. And in fact, some businesses have gone tits up because of it. Pardon the pun. Here's a femon that worked for a company from home in the UK. But she wanted to move to France. So she actually told her company, and they said because the laws are different in France, if she wanted to move to France, she'd have to resign, as the company may be breaking some French laws. Well, she's a femon. So she moved to France anyway and continued working. So the company sacked her. And what did she do? Well, she sued the company. Because this is what femons do, isn't it? I mean, in divorce, they want a big payout, don't they? But the tribunal upheld the decision and said that she was warned what would happen if she moved to France. I bet this femon's wondering what the hell happened. Usually, they win and they get money, don't they? And I'm happy for the company. Although they still had to go through this court sort of situation and hassle. And this is what companies should start thinking about before they hire femons. They don't necessarily want to work hard and get paid. They want to make the place they're in all about them. Of course, we've seen this time and time again, and I really do hope companies have taken note. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. Chaos, drama, victimhood, blackmail, everywhere they are. Take it easy.